the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. We're just moving away from 1 Corinthians for a while, and we're going to have a few one-offs as we just consider some passages from different places in God's Word. Today we are looking at Matthew chapter 11 and verses 25 to 30. Lord, we ask that you'd be powerfully present with us today. We pray that you would speak to us, that we would hear your authoritative voice. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So Matthew 11, beginning at verse 25. Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Those are very attractive words, aren't they? They draw us in. We instinctively warm to them. And that's the case because sometimes we are weary and sometimes we are burdened. And perhaps for some of us, often we're weary, often we're burdened. And we want a different way of living. Modern life in so many contexts can be 100 miles an hour, and we find ourselves being pulled every which way. There are so many competing demands on our time. We live in an age where we are distracted so much by advertising, by materialism, by the 101 things to do on our to-do lists. And Jesus offers us a different way. Eugene Peterson, in his paraphrase of these words, talks about the unforced rhythms of grace. What an extraordinary phrase that is, that captures something deep in God's heart, that captures the essence of these words. Jesus offers us a new way, a different way. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. As I've mentioned previously, I've recently been reading John Mark Comer's The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. And he talks about these verses. They are really important verses for him. And he encourages us to slow down and to live the Jesus way. John Mark's contention is that we think about the words of Jesus, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," and we take two of the things and we leave the other. We think about Jesus as the truth, and for sure we want life, but we don't want to go the Jesus way to get it. But Jesus' way was an unhurried way. Jesus' way was a loving way. Jesus recognized that sometimes he had to say no to things because as a person who yes, was Son of God, but also was Son of Man who had limited himself, then there were limitations. And so in Mark 1, Jesus turns away from those who are clamoring for healing and he says, let's go somewhere else, because he knew that he had been called to teach. Jesus is one who went away to quiet places to pray, who sought his Father in solitude and in silence. We need to do life Jesus' way if we are to have life in all of its fullness. We take on the Jesus yoke as we engage in the spiritual disciplines, as we carve out time for prayer and Bible reading and fellowship and fasting and worship. And we can only do these things if we say no to other things. We can't just add them in to an already crowded life. How often have you said no recently? This is Jesus' recipe for doing life. To say no to things, to clear away the clutter of our lives, to live more simply in order to say yes to him and to take his easy yoke and his light burden, to travel through life the Jesus way. May we do this in the days that lie ahead. What is God calling you to say no to in order to say a yes to Jesus' way? There are some things that are responsibilities and they are so important. But one of the things that has struck me so much recently is that actually we waste time in our distracted age. How often do we spend on Facebook or Instagram? How often do we spend surfing the net? How many minutes do we spend on our phones, on our laptops, not working, not doing anything particularly constructive, but being distracted? These are some of the things that we can, if not eliminate from our lives, at least put in proper perspective and cut down on, so that we have more time for God, more time for the things that matter, so that we can live a less hurried, more focused life. Who is equal to these things? I know that I struggle with them, but I also know that I am so attracted by Jesus' easy yoke and the rest that he offers. May we follow not only Jesus who is the truth and Jesus who is the life, but also Jesus who is the way. As we turn to prayer, I'm reminded by a phrase that Dallas Willard, the spiritual writer, often used. How would Jesus live my life if he were me? So not so much what would Jesus do, and not how even Jesus would live his life, because that's a one-off life. And Jesus had a unique mission and lived in a particular culture and time and place. Our culture is different. Our time is different. Our place is different. So how would Jesus live my life if he were me? I hope this doesn't sound too odd, but would he keep on adding never-ending things into his to-do list? Would he be on his smartphone? Would he be having a conversation with someone at the same time that he's checking his texts and he is being distracted by the TV? As we reflect on the life of Jesus, how would he live his life if he were me? As we reflect, we also pray. Lord Jesus, help us to ask ourselves this question and to keep asking it. We want to take on your yoke and your burden. Sometimes we're weary and we're like Martha, who is distracted by many things. We want to be like Mary, who chooses the important things. Show us the way, Lord. We're people with responsibilities. We're people who are called to work. We are people who are called to engage wholeheartedly in life. And Lord, sometimes things can just crowd in, but we want to ruthlessly eliminate hurry from our lives and so learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Help us, we pray, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.